This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. When I went on my last holiday to Cape Town, it was amazing. My friends were there, the weather was phenomenal, and most importantly, the food was fantastic. But one thing I struggled with was finding the right places to stay. You know, all I want is a great bed, a fantastic shower, and breakfast that doesn't end at 8 a.m. I'm on holiday, I'm still sleeping. I also like ease, and the Hotels.com app easily helps me to find a perfect hotel for every trip. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly getaway or a relaxing spa weekend, on the Hotels.com app, you can compare up to 5 hotels side by side. Now, why would you want to do that? So you can see prices, amenities, and star ratings. And best of all, you don't have to switch back and forth between options. See? Ease. So, start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app today.
This is a letter from Susan to Steve from Blue's Clues.
Hi, Steve. It's Susan. I'm so sorry that I missed our date. Everything's been so busy. Mainly that I got turned into a 3-year-old by magic. But you don't have to worry about me. I've trained a bunch of teenagers on Monster Hunting, and they're going to fix it for me. I haven't seen Adam, Shamanda, or Crashly, or Derek for a few days because I know that they're working really hard on fixing this for me. And you remember, you know Flurb. Well, he's also on the case, but I think he might be working. He's being a bad guy. He's being pretty bad, which is usually funny, but not right now, Steve. Oh, I finally watched your show after years of lying and saying that I had. And I noticed that you stole a bunch of my old Monster Hunting catchphrases. That's okay. I hope you're having a handy dandy day. Love, Susan.
Hello, friends in an alternate future. Welcome to Mystery County Monster Hunters Club, where we use dice to tell a story of warrior women and babbling busters in the real and actual 2006. I'm Tyler Samples, your keeper of monsters and mysteries. Let's meet our players.
Hi, everybody. I'm Rashawn Nadine Scott, and my character is Shamanda Felt, the Initiate. And did you know that in 2006, the movie Deja Vu starring Denzel Washington came out and the song Deja Vu by Beyoncé came out? I think that's really weird.
Hi, I'm Jeff Murdock, and I play Adon Miller, the cool scientist. And what do Matthew Lillard, Casey Kasem, and Orville Richard Burrell have in common? They all played Shaggy, and I partied with them at the 2005 MTV Spring Break Beach Bash in Cancun. Was it me?
Hi, I'm Erin Rain. I play Crashly Grenadine the Monstrous, and Crashly is reframing as a warrior woman.
Hi, everyone. My name is Claire Linick. I play Susan Wexler, the expert. And usually I'm worried about people knowing about my age, but right now, I'm not scared to tell you that I'm this many.
Hey, everybody, I'm Alan Linick, and I play CEJ, the professional, and I'm the hero of Mystery County Monster Hunters Club, and the villain of Normal Kids of Regular County.
Where we left off, Shamanda and the Council of the Dolls from the dojo headed to the Lids to deal with a ghost protocol situation because, girl, you in danger. Adon Miller had left the Lids to go on a date with Emily, one of the employees there. Crashly, stuck in her cell at the dojo, met Dark. Yeah, that's the pronunciation. But he left her behind as soon as he heard that Adon was at the Lids. Not having it, Crashly broke free of her cell in the dojo to chase after him. Meanwhile, CEJ and Baby Susan are taking the ferry back from Mystery with Susan's lore library in hand and Flurb on their minds. So I think where I would like to start off is, Shamanda, you are in the Nissan Quest. You and the other dolls pull up outside the Lids. I guess we've never really quite established how large the Council of the Dolls is. This is the inner sanctum of the dojo. The girls that you've trained who really know what's actually going on in Mystery County, they follow you to the ends of the earth and beyond. They're fearlessly loyal and fearsome fighters. Like, rough count, like, how many vehicles worth of dolls are there?
Okay, I'm just gonna roll a d8.
Nice.
Oh, one. So,
the council is basically you, Astrid, Adriana, and then three or four other teenagers.
Yes, as I'm driving, I go, ladies, I swore there were more of us. What happened to our ranks?
Adriana is like, softball season.
Oh, yes, mm-hmm. Everyone's on, you know, vacation. Oh, gosh, that makes sense. And I'm sorry that my voice sounds like this now, but we're in ghost protocol, and it seems appropriate.
It does. Thank you, Shamanda. And Adriana is kind of trying to work as your second in command, and she looks from the, well, she wouldn't be in the passenger seat because that would be Anne. So she looks from the middle bench seat back to everybody and says, all right, dolls, for a lot of you, this is your first time in the field. Just follow Shamanda's lead and remember, what would Shamanda do? And she turns and gives you like a curt nod, Shamanda, as you all pull up to the lids. What do you do?
And just before we get out of the car, I open the glove box and I give them all slap bracelets that say, what would Shamanda do on them so they'd never forget.
Find it in our merch store.
Great. Yeah. I say, now, ladies, set your weapons to stun, all right?
They all look at each other a little confused just because they all, well, what weapons do they have?
Oh, these ladies have, we all have baseball bats, I presume.
Great. So they set their baseball bats to stun.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
And like a bandolier of like really big fluorescent softballs that hurt.
Absolutely.
Like a lot when you get donked on the head with one. It's not.
Yeah. 100%. I think this is when we discover that, like, over the summer, after he got back, that Shamanda had, like, put in some requests to Adam to design some very special softballs, but he didn't really know what for.
That guy will just do whatever I say. It's kind of crazy. You know, but he's a good guy. But in this case, we have to take him down, okay? Get him back to this van at all costs. Do you hear me?
We're on it, Shamanda. They all pile out of the van. Are you doing any particular strategy for going into the lids? From the outside, it looks pretty normal. You know, there's not like fires or anything like that. It just looks like a normal day at the lids on Mall Street.
It looks almost too normal, Shamanda thinks. So she like tells this team, we're going to go from the roof. So we go around the back and we're going to climb onto the roof and go through the vent system.
Great. I think just do a basic here. Let's just act under pressure.
Oh, and can I also roll for sect resources in this?
Yeah, it's a new day. So roll plus weird for me.
Okay, so that's going to be a 6 plus weird.
Yeah, 6 plus weird. Okay. What is your weird?
Oh, sorry. So 6 total. That's what
6 total. Okay. So this is our first time on a miss. So the sect resources is that the dojo has some amazing resources and classes that help you always be prepared. When you wake up every day, you can roll plus weird to get some of those resources. On a miss, however, you have either bad information, like one of the classes turns out to have been completely incorrect in what you were taught, or a resource that you were going to rely on has run out. And I'll decide how that affects you. So, yeah, I think since you're rolling it for this, I think, Shamanda, you're like, what is the word I'm looking for? It's not intrusion, but when, and it's not an extraction. It's like when you go into a place, like when you raid a place. Does anybody know the word I'm looking for?
Invasion?
It's a little bit more of a, like a military term.
Incursion? No.
I'll stick with raid.
Mm.
So, Shamanda, I think what we're discovering is the class that you all took, you had like a special guest lecturer to teach you all raid tactics. And you are realizing that person, their credentials were not up to snuff. You completely have the wrong idea on how to do a raid.
You know, this is incredible because real life Rashawn went to an unaccredited driving school and had to take the driver's test about six times.
Oh my God.
I have so many questions about what an unaccredited driving school is like.
So I went to this diamond driving school and then it, like maybe a month after I got my license, after all the time it really took to pass the fucking test, in the newspaper, full spread that they had stolen identities from us, from people, from random people, and opened up a driving school to make as much money as possible. But none of them were accredited, and tons of people went to this school. And my parents were like, "No wonder you don't know how to drive."
Wow.
It took you so long. Damn. And then my brothers got to go to like Uncle Willie's driving school, who was super fun, and everybody loved him, and everybody got their licenses at a normal time.
Wow.
But well, yes,
this is very similar. Yeah, the person who taught you raid tactics, you will later discover Anne hired them, and they have no accreditation. It was a stolen identity.
Anne, why are you texting me about this right now?
Sorry. You just said to let you know if there's anything you should know. So here you go.
And you're getting this text as you are trying to go into the vents, and they are not, you're expecting like, oh, we'll crawl through the vents and stuff. But this is a freestanding shopping center. The vents are just air conditioner sized vents. Like barely a raccoon could slide through these.
Can I still act under pressure, or mm-hmm. that was just my sect resources that I got none of?
Yeah, you can act under pressure. I think this is going to be more like kind of keeping your cool as your first effort at leadership is just like completely bombing.
Who am I? Adam? God.
okay. So yeah, roll plus cool.
God damn it. 4 total.
Wow, things go to hell.
what is going on? You're gaining a lot of experience.
Yeah, you are gaining a lot of experience.
Yeah, 5 out of 5 now.
Here is what happens, Shamanda. As you do that, you're looking at the roof and looking for the vent and realizing it's too small. Right as the like 7th doll climbs up on the roof and you feel a shift and you realize, you know, last winter there was no snow for a long time, and then it kind of all came in like a real heavy pack once Hank was freed, making up for lost time. And this isn't the first and it's not the last, but it's certainly the most devastating for you issue of one of the local roofs really being impacted by all of that extra snowfall and the snow melt in the spring. And there's a bit of roof rot as you all take a tumble and the roof just gives.
Oh, like we fall through?
You fall through.
Oh,
into
I put
the
my
lids.
Bat. I put my bat up.
Okay.
Cover the spread of the hole so I can just hang there. I've dead lifted before.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. You know what? Roll plus tough for me. Let's see if you manage to hang on.
I'm nervous.
5 plus 4 is 9. Plus tough is 0. Oh. Yeah. So 9.
That's a mixed success. Yeah. I think you absolutely do. You have 2 bats. I think one of them snaps.
Oh, shit.
As you fall, but the other one holds and you're holding yourself in the hole. The other dolls, though, they all just, there's like a one moment where they're all looking at each other and then they don't even have time to shout as they're falling down the 15 feet. Nobody's significantly injured, but there is like kind of shouts and screams from inside from other shoppers and everything. Certainly if you needed any cover, it's been blown and you are just hanging from the roof.
Hey, look at the lid of the lids.
From inside, one of the employees, Devin, is like, hey, everybody, it looks like an issue with the contracted roofers that we had hired. It seems like the issue is bad. Unfortunately, we're going to need to close the shop if everybody could.
Well, aww. That's it. This is the last straw. I swore I'd never come back here after they found those dismembered kids in the employee room. And I broke that promise.
Sir,
honey, that
was an
old
Navy.
Navy.
Yeah, that was old Navy. Old Navy had those dismembered kids. Yeah.
I have corporate blindness. And you throwing that disability in my face while leaves and sticks are coming down from the open roof.
Shamanda, like, let's go to try to land.
That one looks so tired.
Devin to the complainer is like, well, sir, then you can never come back to Chapeau's again.
Fine. I will be the first person to be unilaterally banned from LIDS.
No, Chapeau's. We're Chapeau's, sir. No, please. Ah. And Devin turns to you. Shemana's like, what? We hit the alarms. What is going on?
Wait, is this Chapeau's or LIDS?
No, I was trying to use his corporate blindness to get him to see, think that it was the other store.
So sorry. I'm so high.
What?
I'm so sorry. Adon, you are in my custody.
You look around and Adon's not there. And Devin is like, he left like a half an hour ago.
Half an hour? Wait, how long was I up there?
Well, not very long, but, you know, we hit the alarm and presumably, you know, it took you time to get out everybody and drive over.
I grab him by his referee shirt and I say, where did he go, man? Where did he go?
He went with Emily on a date.
Who the fuck is Emily?
And we'll cut over to Adon. Where are you with Emily on your date, the employee from LIDS?
Well, I think we sort of just, you know, strolled down Mall Street a little bit. We got a wet sandwich or a juicy sandwich, sorry.
Yeah, from the juice stand.
Yeah. And then I said, this sandwich is a little wet, don't you think?
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Yeah. Hey, I know this place that has the driest sandwiches in town. You want to go there?
Oh, yeah, totally. She pushes her hair behind her ear and is like, you're a lot different than people say you are.
Yeah, I get that a lot. That's how I book a lot of my roles. I see what they want and I give them that, but I spice it up a little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
Could you give me an example?
Of roles I've done?
Yeah. Or like how you'd make a role your own?
Yeah. For example, let's see. You know the movie Homeward Bound?
I love it. It's one of my favorite.
Yeah. I auditioned for the role of the cat.
Oh, is that played by Bebe Neuwirth?
No, it's Sally Field.
Sally Field. That's right.
She got the role over me. Yeah.
Oh, how would you have done the role?
I demanded to be a human.
That is different, yeah.
So it was two dogs and a boy going across America to find their family.
I feel like it really cuts down on the dramatic tension of the plot if the boy is there, because you could just make a phone call, right?
Yeah, 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 but he didn't. Or he chose not to, because he kept saying to the dogs, so the dogs and the cat, they can all talk to each other because they're animals. But right. I was like, what are you saying, Chance? I'm a human and you're a dog.
Oh, was your name still Sassy?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I didn't want to change too much. You know, they pay a lot of money to the writers of those screenplays.
That's really kind of you. Yeah.
So I didn't get that one, but I did get the commercial for the toys at McDonald's.
Oh, that's why the toys for Homeward Bound featured two dogs and a boy.
Yeah, yeah.
I was so confused when I got that as a kid. Yeah,
yeah.
Wow.
There's a memo mix up in the the headquarters of the company that made Homeward Bound.
Yeah. Oh wow! Well, hey, here we are at the driest sandwich shop in town.
Ooh, Johnny Jim's.
Yeah, and you I presumably you walk into Johnny Jim's. Yeah, there's a guy there. He quickly stuffs his lit, well, I was about to say doobie, his lit joint that he is smoking, and he says, oh hey, yeah, welcome to Johnny Jim's.
Hey, we want two of your dry sandwiches. No mayo, no sides, no nothing in there, just turkey on bread.
You got it, Adon. And he starts putting it together. And Emily is there and she's like, Adon, that's so interesting. I thought your name was Adam.
No. I understand why you may think that. Adon is like the French version of Adam, basically.
Oh.
But I don't want to talk about me. I want to talk about you, Emily. So you work at a LIDS.
Yeah.
What is that like?
You know, day to day, it's pretty chill. You know, people want hats, they buy hats.
Yeah. You know, but that's so amazing that you do that, because people can buy hats anywhere, but you bring them into LIDS and you make them walk out with the fanciest hats around.
Yeah.
You're kind of like a doctor for the head.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel more like a soldier.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Can I be honest with you about something?
Yeah, you can be honest with me about everything. I spilled the beans about how I didn't get homeward bound.
Wow, it's true. You were really vulnerable in that moment, yeah. And it was a real turn on for me.
Hey, I made it to the fifth callback, but they went with Sally.
How many callbacks were there in total?
There was 5.5.
Oh. They considered the cat being a boy that long.
Well, they really wanted cat, but I kept pushing.
So it sounds like they really wanted a Don Miller.
Yeah. And if I just said, fine, I'll do the voice of a cat, they would have given it to me. That hack Sally Field, she'll do anything for money. Bane of my existence.
Emily's like, it's not just a hat store. I mean, it is just a hat store, but
no.
There's some pretty powerful people connected to this, Lids.
No, I know what you mean. Like, you are a powerful person.
No, I'm just an employee.
Come on, just an employee?
Yeah.
Do you think we could just get a hat if there's no one working there? Do you think these sandwiches would make themselves if this guy wasn't making them?
My name's Jeff.
Hey. Good name.
Oh, thanks. Wow,
hi,
thanks.
Yeah, Jeff, I would like 2 Big Macs with fries.
This is a Johnny Jim's.
Oh,
this is a Johnny
Jim's. Oh, my God.
Look at that guy. That guy needs a hat so bad.
Emily's like, wow. Yeah, but like I said, we have some pretty powerful people associated with ours. Like
who?
And she looks around and then leans in. Whoopi Goldberg runs the Lids.
Whoopi Goldberg from the hit movie Ghost?
Yeah. And The Color Purple and Eddie and Sister Act and Sister Act 2.
And Tedosaurus Rex or whatever that
is. Tedosaurus Rex, yeah.
Corinna.
Oh, that's one of my faves.
Yeah.
Karina.
Wait, what was the last one?
The Lion King.
Was she in The Lion King?
She plays one of the jackals, or not jackals.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Hyena.
Hyenas.
Yeah.
She plays one of the hyenas.
I auditioned for that role, too.
Oh, really?
It was you and Jerry.
How old is it?
Who's your agent?
He insisted to be a boy.
You know it.
Here's the thing that I really love, is what Jeff has already established is that Adon Miller has false memories of his life, because he has not existed prior to 45 minutes ago.
Yeah.
So he just has this insane personal narrative.
Yeah. He's the hero in a story.
But yeah, she runs it with her dojo.
What? Why would she want to run the Lids?
Well, and then at that moment, you hear a crash down the street.
Did you hear that crash?
Yeah.
From down the street.
Yeah, that was way down Mall Street. I wonder what's going on.
Huh. Hey, I don't care what's going on out there. I care what's going on in here.
Really?
And I put my hand on hers.
She puts her other hand on top of yours.
And then I put my other hand on top of hers.
And she looks like she's about to pull her lowest hand out and put it on top. And she's like, oh, hell with it. And she leans forward and gives you a big smooch.
Ooh.
Whoa.
And halfway through, Adam, your transformation ends.
Keep in mind, it's exactly halfway through, so it's going to have to go on as long as it did.
Mm-hmm. And she's like kissing. And Adam, here's what I want you to do for me. As a Don, roll plus cool for me. I want to see how good your kiss is as a Don Miller. So you get advantage on this.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. It is. Okay. Oh, yeah. I do get advantage. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the first one is 6, 7, 8, 9. So let's do better than that. The second one is 10.
Okay. A 10. Yeah, that's a full success. You're a Don Miller, not surprisingly, is a very good kisser.
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
Yeah. I don't think Adon is necessarily giving his all. Like, I don't think this is the best kiss he's ever done, but it's like,
yeah,
you know.
He saves that for, like, you know, film.
Yeah, exactly. when he wants to make his co-stars fall in love.
Yeah.
But now, roll as Adam Miller.
And this is going to be... just one, right? Or is there disadvantage
this is just
or anything?
Cool. And you no advantage or anything.
Yeah. 9.
Okay.
Wow.
Pretty good.
Well done.
Pretty good. I guess, like, also, I just realized how sad this is because this is your second kiss, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Wait, did you and Shamanda kiss?
I can't remember. Did Shamanda and Adam kiss?
I don't think so.
Dang.
Never. If we did, paper. We never told anybody about it.
Yeah, yeah. That's in a patron episode.
Probably. Yeah. And so we know that you had one kiss with Genesis, and then mm-hmm. she powered down halfway through.
So the Adam's two kisses have been with a robot right when it powers down,
with
a woman that was trying to kiss someone else.
Yeah. Aww. And it's pretty good. And I think, Adam, you just kind of come back. Because the other thing, Adam, is you don't have any memory of the last 45 minutes. You were with everybody at the dojo.
Yeah.
And with Ron Stewart on the ground. And you were like, we need to figure out what's going on with Susan. We're going to have to like smooth talk some folks. Let me open a can of Dr. Pepper. Yeah. You remember the from the Dr. Pepper?
Yeah.
And the next moment, you are making out with somebody.
Oh. Do I know Emily?
You tell me.
If she's part of the dojo, maybe. She's not.
She's not. So, and this is something Adon wouldn't have put together because Adon doesn't have it, and Adam doesn't remember.
Yeah.
But for you as a player, just to clarify it,
right.
It appears that the Lids people are like secret agents of the dojo.
Right. Okay.
They're not official members of the dojo. This is the first time that there's been any in-game reveal of that. But Adam doesn't remember.
I mean, I think I have no idea who Emily is. I'm not allowed in the Lids. So, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, m'lady.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Where did Adon go?
I don't know.
Was this some kind of sick? Is this like a punked thing?
No, it's at what? Wait.
That's really screwed up. That's really not cool.
And
she slaps you, and you take one harm.
Oh. I don't know why I'm here.
I don't know why you're here either. Okay, that was not cool.
I
really liked him. And I do think that Sassy would have been better played as a boy, a human boy.
Sassy? What?
Oh, screw you, buddy. And she walks out.
It's Adam. It's not Buddy.
And then from behind the counter, all right, we got the two driest sandwiches I can make. That's going to be $15.
Hey, Jeff.
Do I know you?
No, but could I get a cup of water?
Yeah, can I get $15 for these two sandwiches?
I just run.
Hey, call the Crammos.
Oh no, I run faster.
You run out, you see up the street, it looks like there is like dust flying from the top of the Lids, and it sounds like there is some sort of accident in there.
The Lids is on fire or something else.
What are you doing, Adam?
I think I'm going to run towards the Lids, I guess.
Okay, great.
I'm excited by Lids, you know.
Yeah, right. Totally. As you do run, you hear footsteps running behind you, and you hear a familiar voice calling for you to slow down and wait up, and it's Derek.
Hey, Derek.
Hey.
Derek, we got to get to the Lids. Maybe there's free hats.
Oh, we got to do a lot more than that, buddy.
Oh, what do you mean?
I caught a few things on my way back here from Canada.
Why were you in Canada? You're not really a foreign exchange student, okay?
Really good question. Turns out I'm a bit of an idiot.
Okay, well, no, you're not. I mean, you know, you're eccentric, okay?
Oh, Adam, your needless desire to people please is only going to slow us down right now.
I
did get you something from my trip back here, though. I collected them just for you.
What
to
is
make
it?
You stronger and better.
Okay, I'm listening. Also, hey, I just got a kiss.
Ooh,
but I don't know how or why.
That actually checks out.
And
anyway,
she's really
hold
mad
still.
At me.
Oh. And I press my thumb into Adam's forehead.
Oh.
Adam, you...
Do I die?
No.
Yeah, you die.
Oh, God.
Alan, how would you describe what happens to Adam?
Adam, you feel suddenly like more whole.
What?
It's like a really calming, like strengthening, empowering thing that runs through your body.
Oh.
But it's not all good. Like, as the sensation settles, you feel this, like, almost what I can only describe as, like, an oily aftertaste in your, like, whole body. If taste was, like, another sense, God, that allow you to touch things. I don't know what you would call that.
Yeah, I think it's that thing where if you look at something, you instantly know what it would feel like on your tongue.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, like your whole body just feels this, like, gross, like, oily, ugh, like.
Yeah, and to add one other thing to it, if I may, Alan, you can tell me if this checks out or not. Adam, as you're experiencing this, you also experience the, like, nervous system flush that it feels like you're about to die. Like, it feels like truly. Crashly and CEJ would actually know what this is, but it feels like that last moment when you realize you're about to die, like the last moment of being alive, but then it passes and it just sort of feels like a memory to you.
I didn't like that.
The other thing, Adam, is you get to increase one of your stats by one.
Oh.
Whoa.
Oh my.
Well, I'm sorry to hear you didn't like it, because there's a lot more where that came from. I just have to go get them.
What was that, Derek? Derek, come back! Whoa.
And you watch Derek walk away. Which stat are you increasing? Well, and actually, I'm going to adjust it, actually, and say it's this. If you become a Don Miller again, a Don Miller gets a plus one to one of his stats.
Oh, okay. Definitely cool then.
Great. So... Cool. It might be best to kind of keep notes of what Adon Miller's stats are.
Sweet.
But yeah, you feel this, like, go in and then, like, this weird, awful power enter you. And then it just sort of feels like it sequesters away somewhere inside.
Oh, is there anything weird about, I mean, I know that that's a weird situation that just happened with Derek, but do I have any reason to think something would be up with him?
I mean, he's certainly acting weird. So you can certainly do, you know, what's going on here or what's up with you. If you want to ask him and talk to him about it, that would be a what's up with you. If you want to just, like, analyze him, that'd be what's going on here.
Yeah, I'm going to ask what's going on. I'm going to ask him what's going on.
Okay, so that sounds like a what's up with you then. Go ahead and roll plus charm.
Okay. 10.
A 10. Okay, so he'll honestly answer one of the questions that we have, which are, what are you leaving out? What do you really want? How can I get you to do what I want? What do you wish I would do? What are you worried will happen? Can I trust you? So pick one of those and just sort of work it into what you ask Derek. And then, Derek, you will answer it honestly. You will give him the information he's looking for.
Yeah. Derek, what was that? What? Tell me, what are you leaving out about that thingamajig?
Well, Adam, I don't know if you knew this, but your dad is the devil.
Yeah, I know that, okay? I told you that in confidence.
Well, I don't know if you knew this, but every time the spawn of a demon dies, all the other spawns of that demon get stronger.
What demon spawn died?
The ones I killed, silly goose.
What one have you killed?
Well, let's see. There was Darvin Flaublauder. There was the guy who plays Niles from Frasier.
What? David Hyde Pierce is the spawn of a devil?
Yeah, of course. Tyler's so happy.
That's so insane.
I love it. I love that.
And I'm going to add one name to that list, if I can, Alan.
Sure.
Adam Driller.
Adam Driller.
Adam Driller?
Those are just the ones that were on the way here. But I'm off to get the rest. See you later, Adam.
Well, don't kill me.
No.
What the hell? I feel like that's a bad thing that he's killing demon spawn.
I unzip the portal space to my what I need when I need it thing. Mm-hmm. And Evan tries to come out, but I just push him back by his mouth and I take my giant flaming sword out of it and zip reality back up.
Do I see that?
Roll to Adam. I think this is going to be a what's going on here. So roll plus sharp.
Wait, is this Derek or Dark?
Oh my God.
This is Dark.
Okay, I rolled 2 sixes, no joke, but I am embarrassed, wow. So that is a 10 still.
That is great. Yeah, so I will answer your question honestly and any follow-up questions that you have. Your question was, do you see that? Yeah, you absolutely do see it. You see Evan there, and you see him see you, and he's like, Adam, I... And then he gets pushed back in, and the Derek? Space zips up.
What is Evan doing in that space hole?
He will be there until I need him.
Why?
When I need him.
Why?
Because, Adam, he was annoying. And you're getting dangerously close.
Derek,
anyway,
do
I
that.
Have to go... I can. That's my chore. So anyway, I'm going to go find a near relative of yours by the name of Immortata.
Wait,
catch you later.
Near relative? What?
Yeah, you knew that at one point.
Oh.
So the way Immortata works... is Immortata likes to eat memories and like make new memories happen that like excite you and then eat those new memories. So you've known like a couple of times. You'll get Derek, all that back the next time I touch your forehead.
Derek, I'm putting my foot down. You have to let Evan out of that hole.
Nah. Bye.
And then Derek, what do you do, Derek?
There's a bus going by on the street right behind us, and I just Buster Keaton grabbed the back pole of it. Whoa. And go flying up down the street.
Damn. Yeah. God,
damn, that's cool.
That was...
You see Derek just disappears, just grabs onto the bus and follows it to parts unknown.
I chase it.
All right. Yeah, you chase it as you
this
are...
This is just like Homeward Bound.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Shamanda, as Adam Miller is chasing that, you see him running down the street chasing after the bus.
Hey, Shamanda, Derek, bus, Evan Hole.
What?
And Shamanda, you know, you're here to find Adam. He went in the lids and everything. So as soon as you see him, Adriana and the other dolls are like, there he is. Let's go. Come on, yes. Everybody, fan out.
No.
Are they trying to go on foot?
Yeah, he's just running up Mall Street.
Yeah, okay. Adam's not fast.
Yeah.
I say, all right, dolls, get in formation. Let's go. With you two, with me. And then we, like, Captain America run.
Right. You're on top of him within 10 seconds. He's running so slow.
Adam, stand down.
Hey, thanks. We need to stop that bus.
No, I'm here to stop you.
Oh my gosh.
Give me your hands.
Oh yeah. What do you want to dance?
No, and I zip tie his hands together.
What? Wow. No. No, Shamanda, I don't have
Adam, it's easier good. If you just give up.
Okay.
And a bag is slipped over his head.
Oh my gosh. Oh, I almost what wait, is it plastic? Yeah.
Or is it I imagine it's like a black canvas bag.
Yeah, I hope. I want to double check that I'm not dying here.
Yeah.
No. Okay, let's say it's a skull cap, like and a bolt over his face.
And not to be gross, but I think Adam throws up in that sack.
Of course he does.
He was
not to be gross.
He was huffing and a puffing, and this happened. Yeah.
Adam, you throw up. It doesn't have anywhere to go. It's just there in the beanie.
I was so cool 5 minutes ago.
Yeah. And I mean, Adam, how are you feeling? I almost think, Adam, this might be cause for you to get an emotional condition.
The worst day of my life. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm already embarrassed and afraid. What else can I be?
It might just be that this just adds to your fear, because it is just a thing of like,
yeah,
you popped open that Dr. Pepper, you woke, like the next moment you're kissing someone.
Yeah.
Then Derek shows up and fills you full of the life essence of other people and beings that you're apparently related to. And then he leaves with Evan kidnapped. And then you see Shamanda, and Shamanda runs out and confronts you and immediately zip ties your hands and pulls a beanie over your head.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I mean, Could I get more afraid?
Yeah, we'll say we'll just keep you at afraid. And
yeah, I mean, I think I'll add insecure too. I feel like my friends have just all turned on me. And I don't know, because also I think that's the first time I've used that new drink. So I think that I'm like, I don't know what I did, but I did something bad.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm. Things are getting intense.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, Aaron, go for it.
Basically, my mic cut out just while Alan was saying what other beings he had killed. Uh-huh. Is there any name I need to know?
So he has killed somebody whose name he made up, and then
the guy from Frasier.
No, he didn't kill him, did he?
Well, yeah, he killed Niles Crane.
Oh, that
he killed
is
David
Hyde
Pierce.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
that's a bummer. Couldn't it have been Kelsey Grammer.
I know.
Adam Driller.
Yeah, Adam Driller would be the other one.
Because I heard that one. Yeah, but I don't know who that is. Do I?
Yeah, who's Adam Driller?
Well, actually, yeah.
Is he the one we met in
the Ozarks?
Ozarks. Yeah, he was in the band.
Or the pizza guy?
Right.
He was the pizza guy.
Yeah, that's right.
The long lost brother.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, at the radio station?
Yeah, he was the pizza guy at the radio station.
That's intense.
Damn. Mm-hmm. Wild. I'm going to update one thing, Tyler. I think I'm going to be guilty instead of insecure because I feel like I did something awful.
Yeah. And it makes sense also because like you don't remember what happened. So you have no idea. The only thing you do know that you did was like be kissing someone, but you don't know anything else. So like there's like a huge.
Yeah. And she kept saying, what did you do to him? Oh, no.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think I killed someone or something.
Oh, yeah. Whoa. Well, it is getting intense.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
We've built up quite a bit, don't we?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
So, Adam, you are bound, zip tied, and you just puked in your own beanie over your head.
Oh.
As Shamanda is dealing with you. And it is at that moment, Shamanda, you see probably like the worst at this point, the worst thing that could happen in terms of how your first like official raid with the dolls has gone. You see Crashly running up Mall Street as well. Crashly, you busted out of your cell, alarms blaring. You were chasing after Derek. Is that right? Or Dark, as you are realizing?
Yes.
He was?
Because I'm the only one I think who knows.
You are indeed.
Yeah.
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 And you are running and you see up ahead. You run pretty fast. Honestly, part of it is you run a lot faster than you've ever run before.
Hell yeah.
You with your monstrous physique, you are really. But as you're running and you're again running very fast, much faster than you normally run, you're also feeling like that hunger rising as you're using your resources. But you see in the distance, I think you finally get there right as you see Dark grab onto the passing bus and you see him talking with Adam Miller, who last time you saw was Adon Miller, and Adam is running up the street. Are you running up to join Adam or?
Yeah, I am. I think I need an ally.
Great.
So yeah.
So as you're running up, you see Shamanda come out with the dolls. And you see Shamanda zip tie Adam and pull a beanie down over his head.
Oh my God. What the heck is going on? Shamanda,
Shamanda, you turn, you hear the voice of Crashly Grenadine, who you had left very purposely in a holding cell in the dojo. The dolls turn to look and see, and there's a sharp intake of breath for all of them as they realize that Crashly has broken free and gotten loose. What do you do, Shamanda?
I say to the dolls, stay on mission. Adam must be retrieved.
I'm right here.
Adrian is like, but Shamanda, she broke out. Okay, she's
stay on mission. Remember.
Who's out there? Crashly, is that you?
Hi, Adam. I'm going to figure this out.
I did something wrong, but Derek's acting weird.
No, it's not Derek. That's not Derek. That's what I've been trying to tell everyone for, 5 to 10 seconds. That's not Derek.
And Shamanda, that's not your friend, Shamanda. That is a monster, and we need to... She could hurt somebody.
Adriana, you must remember the code. Excellence, gratitude, observation. togetherness.
EGOT.
EGOT.
That was so good. Oh yes, my God.
And then I pull down my bottom lip, and that EGOT is tattooed on my bottom lip.
And she looks so pissed at you for a second, and then she pulls down her bottom lip and shows EGOT there as well. And she's like, just tell me you have a plan to deal with her.
I do.
I have a plan to deal with me, Adriana, always trying to be Shamanda's best friend.
Excuse me, this is an AB conversation. Please see yourself out.
Oh my. Roll damage.
Okay, before D and E come F you up, JK.
G, can I get involved?
Shamanda, I expect that from Adriana, but not from you. Listen. I have a plan for myself. Yeah, that shut you guys up. Anyway, so here's my plan.
Could someone take this off my head? It's really full of vomit.
No. I want them to... He's being dragged into the back of the van. The van is pulled up.
Why is this happening to me, Shamanda?
And then... Astrid's in the driver's seat, and she's like, Shamanda, are you coming?
I grab Crashly's hands knowingly. And then I want to roll for an empath so that, like, to try to do over what we messed up in the cage.
Oh, so you're trying to, like, signal out with your empathy instead of in. Cool. Mm-hmm. I like it. Roll plus weird.
Okay. Rolling plus weird. Ooh, yes. 10 plus 2 is 12. Hell yeah!
Nice. Great. Whoa. Yeah. So, Crashly, you gain a clear impression of Shamanda's current emotional state and intentions. So, Shamanda, what is your current emotional state?
I'm embarrassed and guilty.
And what are your intentions? Like, what are you trying to communicate to her?
I want to communicate to Crashly that I am not in control and I owe a debt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
And then I throw her hands away as to disregard her, and I get into the car and we ghost ride the whip all the way back.
Great. And as it pulls away, Crashly, you watch Adriana look back from the middle seat, and she just does that classic points at her own eyes, points at you, signaling that this is not over between the two of you. And she's got her eyes on it.
I'm going to do an L on my forehead.
Yes,
wow.
Girl.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm actually going to do loser, loser, whatever with a twist.
Whoa.
Whatever, loser, loser.
Crashly, wait. Did she really do that? Because that there's no coming back from that.
I'm going to do it.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm doing it. Yeah.
Whoa. Adriana blanches. She goes a little pale, and then her face sets, and you can see that you have crossed a line. There's no coming back.
Well, yeah.
We'll cut over in this moment as you watch Shamanda drive away with your best friend, Adam. God damn
it. Baby, I can't go anywhere without thinking that you're there.
Can I say one thing?
Yeah.
Can I have squeezed her hand really quick back before she pulled it away?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you did.
I just wanted
to signal that you...
That I get it.
Got it? Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. And then we're going to cut over to little Miss Susie Wexler. You're 3 years old. It's your second time riding on a big ferry. CEJ has been getting his mandatory harassment training after he five-starred one of the employees.
I forgot about that.
Susie, you know your entire future rests in Ron Stewart staying alive, and you know that that is not necessarily likely if Flurb is on the hunt.
Yeah.
So what do you do while you're on the ferry, Susie?
I'm pulling on CEG's pant leg during the training. And to throw off the guard and distract him, I'm going to say, guess what?
What's that, little one?
Guess what?
What?
Ghost chicken butt. And I'm going to grab CEJ and run.
On a ferry.
On a ferry.
Yeah.
I'm free.
And the captain's like, CEJ, you gotta finish your training.
I didn't choose this life.
Take this ferry to the hospital now.
Please explain to her how ferries work.
Susan, so the ferry can only travel on water.
I know more about ferries than everyone here.
No, ferries.
What?
Fairies.
Fairy.
That's the, no, fairy.
High fae.
No, low watercraft.
Continue, sir.
Wow, language. Huh? Anyway. Listen, is there any way I could put a pin in this training? I feel like I've already learned a lot, but I'll come back and finish it. I promise, but I'm in a kind of a hurry right now.
Yeah. And Susan, you do know, like, to your credit, the hospital borders the lake.
So, the Waterstilts Hospital?
Yeah. Well, you know, it doesn't like jut out, but it's next to, it's, you know, very soothing for patients to have a beautiful lake to look at.
Yeah, and there's like so many like ambulances, like water ambulances that just drag people across.
So to the captain, I'm like, to the hospital! And then under my breath, be like, Disney has done fairies so wrong.
No, here's the thing, Susan. The captain is immediately like, I'm sorry, little girl. We're not going to be doing that today. We got to get to the dock. There's no dock at the hospital, and it would be bad for the fairies.
A man's dying, and not just any man. Ron Stewart.
That's a very cute idea there, little girl. But yeah, this is a ferry, not a rescue mission boat. Okay.
And you have you're pretty clear, Susan, that the captain, as is always the case, really is going to disregard the words of a child. So how else do you endeavor to achieve your will?
I take the flamethrower out of my pants.
Oh, shit.
Whoa. And is it, I guess, I don't know if we've established, but I just want to confirm. Is this a regular sized flamethrower that now on a child's body, or has the flamethrower also shrunk with you?
It shrunk with me. It's adorable.
Okay, great. I think it's basically kind of like a large lighter at this point then.
Okay, I'm not sure that's painting just how scary it is.
Okay, how scary is it? You paint.
Like a super large lighter.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah.
Super large. Is it like the one with the long nozzle that you use to light the pilot?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe with like a blowtorch.
Yeah, it's a fireplace lighter. Great. And she's like, okay, honey, did you want to put that down? All right, you could get somebody
hurt. I want to go to the hospital.
Oh, wow. This is scary.
See, EJ, what are you doing?
Hospital.
She's like, okay, do you see what I've been dealing with for like the last hour and a half?
And Dondra Farborough, the captain of the Mystery Ferry, is like, first mate, please apprehend these two.
I'm the first mate now. To the hospital.
Yeah, Susan, I think you're encountering that even that is not quite enough. Now, if you want to try to like set stuff on fire and things, but they're just not taking you seriously.
I'm going to sprout my wings.
Oh, wow. Shit. Whoa. Okay, so this is going to be a used magic then.
Okay.
So roll plus weird, Susan.
Okay, I got a 7 plus weird for me is 9.
Right, and you are insecure right now.
So just 7.
So 7, which is a mixed success. Okay, so choose your effect. You're going to sprout wings. Choose the glitch. The glitch is either the effect is weak, it's of short duration, you take harm, it draws immediate unwelcome attention, or there's a problematic side effect.
I think probably just because they're shorter, they don't last as long as they usually do.
Great. Yeah.
Or just because I'm smaller, I mean.
Yeah. So it's just of short duration.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Or do you mean that they just don't work as well?
Maybe I can't fly as, like, I can still fly a distance, but not as far.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Like a baby bird.
Baby bird makes sense. Great. I love the imagery. Yeah. So you sprout wings and then you just immediately take off, almost immediately start to plummet towards the water before you kind of get your bearings. And it's like watching a baby bird's first flight. It's very awkward.
Oh, and I'm holding CEJ.
I don't know that a 3-year-old could hold up a 16-year-old boy.
Especially with these wings.
Especially with these weaker wings. I think that's your only option, really, is if you want to fly off, it's just you.
Follow me, CEJ.
I dive into the water.
Oh, great. And you know what? That's where we're going to end our episode for today.
Ooh. Whoa.
I didn't know CEJ was on the swim team.
That's the problem, is I need to get onto the basketball team.
Oh, no.
Thanks so much for listening, Monster Hunters. If you enjoyed this, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or give us a shout out on social media at Mystery County. You can also join our Discord where you can talk to us and other fans about episodes, lore, and anything else that comes to mind. And now Susan Wexler has a special yearbook message for our patron, Rosalind S.
Dear Rosalind S., you left your yearbook under the bleachers, so I decided to sign it for you. You wouldn't believe how many kids leave yearbooks under here. It must be a great place to come study. Just kidding. I know. I was young once. And, you know, I'm never going to tell anybody about the multiple times that you've dropped your Snapples. Okay? No one needs to know our little secret. Just love knowing you. Never change. Your underwear. Susan Wexler. 302-540-18.
Until next time, watch out for this one-shot podcast.
Hey there, Monster Hunters. Looking for another podcast to whet your fantasy and fill the time between Mystery County releases? Well, look no further than Skyjack's Courier's Call out there on the One Shot Podcast Network. Skyjack's is an all-ages friendly actual play podcast set in the world of Spirir. Skyjack's Courier's Call follows three teens as they set out as new apprentices aboard an airship with the Swiftwell Courier Service, bringing mail and adventure across the world. Featuring Drew Mirzajewski, Paulami Pratap, and Aaron Catano-Sayas, and Ali Grauer. And using the Cortex Prime system, this show is perfect for anyone just getting started and listening to actual plays or veterans of the tabletop genre. Join clever but anxious Kieran, bold fast-talking Cece, and loyal strong June aboard the Red Aldrin ship as they sort and deliver mail, encounter powerful magic, and learn the proper skills of an Ariner along the way. That's Mariner, but for the air. Right wrongs, do mercies, and take flight.
Find that and more at oneshotpodcast.com.
Steakhouse, your wish is our command. Backed by popular demand, steak and lobster at a special price starting at $19.99. Come enjoy our bold center cut sirloin seasoned with our signature blend of 17 spices and paired with a buttery, succulent lobster tail. Hurry into Outback Steakhouse where your steak and lobster wishes come true at a price you can't miss. Steak and lobster, starting at $19.99. No rules, just right.
This episode is brought to you by Vuori. Give the active people in your life something they'll truly appreciate. Performance apparel from Vuori. Whether they're into running, surfing, hiking, or even just casual walks around the block, there's something for everyone. And if you're not sure what to gift them, you can't go wrong with something from Vuori's Dream Knit collection. It's the perfect gift and so comfortable. Get 20% off your first purchase today at Vuori, Vuori.com/Spotify.
Dark and dork now?
In the universe of Starwall Odyssey, space is made out of the collective imaginations of all the thinking beings who live on various planets. These worlds are connected to each other through imagination. Common themes and ideas are strings between universes. And to get between them, people fly wooden ships that look like animals, which are powered by emotions. Also, people communicate with each other by contemplating orbs. The only way you can take pictures is getting stared at by a big psychic bug. And people have already declared victory in a war over the very concept of evil. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Starwall Odyssey follows the adventures of the hapless inhabitants of the Lucky Finn tenement building, who suddenly find that their apartment is actually a spaceship, and that they're lost in a sea of boundless imagination. It's an actual play starring me, James D'Amato, Mel D'Amato, Ali Grauer, and Drew Mirzajewski, as we playtest the No Kings system, which will hopefully one day be the Skyjack's role-playing system. It toes the line between weird and wonderful slice of life and high-flying space fantasy. You can sample the first 5 episodes by searching for Starwall Odyssey on your favorite podcast app, or get the whole thing by heading to patreon.com/oneshotpodcast and signing up for $5 a month or more.